With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. America faces an increasing threat from the Islamic practice of Sharia law in a growing number of communities across the nation. Texas Congressman Keith Self has founded a Sharia-Free America caucus on Capitol Hill, and he says its membership amongst lawmakers is surging.
We've been back for 2 weeks, and we now have 25 members representing 17 states. We want people to understand what is happening across America. Texas is in the target, area of Islam. But Senator Tuberville in the Senate from Alabama tells me Northern Alabama has the same thing going on. So this is not isolated to Dearborn, Michigan. This is happening across America.
Congressman Self adds that the rise of Sharia law anywhere in America is, in his words, quote, an assault on our Constitution, our freedoms, and the Christian foundations of the nation. The White House has named some leaders with roles in rebuilding Gaza. Here's correspondent Ron Taylor.
The White House has released the names of some of the leaders who will play a role in overseeing next steps in Gaza. The Palestinian Committee, set to govern Gaza under U.S. supervision, has met for the first time in Cairo and pledged to get to work quickly. Its leader says he expects reconstruction and recovery to take about 3 years, with an initial focus on shelter and other immediate needs. Ron Taylor reporting.
The Associated Press has learned that Delcy Rodriguez, Venezuela's acting president, has been on the radar of the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration for years, and in 2022 was even labeled a priority target, a designation DEA reserved for suspects believed to have significant impact on the drug trade. The Supreme Court will hear an argument from agrochemical manufacturer Bayer to block thousands of state lawsuits alleging it failed to warn people its popular weed killer Roundup could cause cancer. This is SRN News. Europe and North America aren't the only regions that are seeing a decline in religious faith. A new analysis of data by Matthew Blanton at the University of Texas finds the number of Latin Americans reporting no religious affiliation surged from 7% in 2004 to over 18% in 2023. The share of people who say they are religiously unaffiliated grew in 15 of the 17 countries and more than doubled in 7. On average, 21% of people in South America say they do not have a religious affiliation, compared with 13% in Mexico and Central America. While the Supreme Court considers the issue of males competing against females in school sports, the people have spoken. An AP-NORC poll finds about 6 in 10 adults strongly or somewhat favor state laws that bar people from playing, I should say boys rather, from playing on girls' sports teams. Just 2 in 10 people are strongly or somewhat opposed to those laws. This is SRN News. A hacker pleads guilty.
A Tennessee man has pleaded guilty to hacking the U.S. Supreme Court's filing system more than 24 times. Court records show that Nicholas Moore also admitted on Friday that he illegally accessed accounts belonging to AmeriCorps and the Veterans Administration health system. U.S. District Judge Beryl Howell in Washington, D.C. is scheduled to sentence Moore on April 17th. Moore pleaded guilty to one count of computer fraud, a misdemeanor that carries a maximum prison sentence of 1 year. Keith Peters, Washington.
In the NFL playoffs yesterday, the Broncos got their biggest win in a decade from Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills, winning 33-30 in overtime, but suffered a huge loss. Starting quarterback Bo Nix broke his ankle on the final play from scrimmage. He's out of the playoffs. In Saturday's other game, Seattle beat the 49ers 41-6 to advance. This is SRN News.